present Great Days in Sport.
Just a moment before we start. Mr. Producer, there seem to be some people in this studio who don't belong. We don't usually have...
Women? I'll say it for you. Yes, you don't usually have women in these programs. It seems to have become a man's domain. And with the kind permission of the producer...
We've come to have you on.
But...
We've listened to over 100 of these sessions now, and only in about 3 have women figured in any outstanding way.
Aren't there any great days in sport where women have held the spotlight?
Well, you place me in rather an embarrassing situation. Of course, there have been outstanding women in certain branches of sport, like tennis, for example.
And swimming.
And golf.
And skating.
And hockey.
And running.
And jumping.
And wrestling.
Just a minute, ladies. Did you say wrestling?
Yes, wrestling. And we haven't finished yet.
But wrestling...
Haven't you heard of Miss Ermine?
Well, frankly, I haven't.
Then we'd better enlighten you. This lady comes from a country which has also bred champion wrestlers of the male sex, but all of them are dwarfs beside her. Even Lofty Blomfield hasn't a greater following than she has. Great enthusiasm is aroused whenever she makes an appearance in defense of her title.
This huge crowd is sympathetic towards Miss Ermine's opponent. They recognize her courage in tackling such a formidable opponent, and as opponents for Miss Ermine are scarce, they hope that she'll make an interesting showing at least. Miss Ermine has rushed out and caught her adversary by the neck. They're both trying to swing each other to the floor. The challenger is the lighter, but still no mean weight. Whoo! Miss Ermine put on a half Nelson and swung her opponent to the floor. Now she's picked her up and slammed her. It's all over. Yes, Miss Ermine retains her title as the heavyweight champion woman wrestler of Turkey. The challenger is completely out to it, and I'd say it'll be some time before...
On the records, Miss Ermine is the undefeated champion of Turkey, and her weight is just 28 stone.
Just a nice little piece of Dresden china. I'll bet Lofty himself would think twice before tackling her.
Exactly. Now let's enlighten you on another branch of sport, something not quite so strenuous, perhaps.
Please do.
Well, what about chess?
Chess the thing.
I beg your pardon. Are you trying to be funny?
I think it's supposed to be a pun.
I see. Well, we're not amused. Don't you know what chess is?
Of course. It's a game of skill, played on a draft board. But it hardly comes under the heading of sport.
Well, isn't sport a pastime, an achievement of skill, concentration, and training in individual or team, seeking victory in competition over equally talented opposition?
Well, I suppose it is.
Then chess is a sport.
I see, but...
And that being so, women have a real champion at chess in Miss Vera Menchik. In the past 15 years, Miss Menchik has taken from her opponents all their queens, bishops, castles, and knights.
I see. She's up to every move.
Exactly. What did you say?
Skip it. What I want to say is that chess is not a sport as we understand it in this session. We deal solely with athletic games and contests.
Then it's no use telling you about Miss Joyce Gardner?
Not a bit. Who is she?
A woman champion billiards player.
In 1930, she created a sensation by making a break of over 200.
The kind of break that Lindrum, Davis, or McConchie would regard as a miscue. However, ladies, even billiards doesn't come within our meaning of sporting events under the general title of Great Days in Sport. But of course, I understand that you must bring forward everything in order to sustain your stand that women also hold the spotlight in sport.
Well, I...
Don't say it. Tell him about some more sports where women have been and are outstanding.
Okay. There's cycling, flying, basketball, walking, lacrosse, diving, badminton, ping pong, hurdling, jiu-jitsu, discus throwing, pole vaulting... To mention, just a few others.
And in the 1938 Empire Games, Decima Norman of West Australia was the most successful competitor, winning 3 events.
Dorothy Round has won the Wimbledon Championship 2 years running.
Of course, when you speak of tennis, there you really have some champions. And I've meant to feature some of them in future programs.
There's no time like the present.
Well, we'll start with Suzanne Longlong. There was a player whom many people say was the most proficient lawn tennis player of all our time. She would have swept through the ranks of the earlier male exponents of the game like a tornado. But great as she wasn't in the hunt when she met her male equivalent in the championship class. That is, William Tilden. She didn't score a genuine point. In a private match, Tilden beat her 6-love, 6-love. Suzanne did get to 40-love in each game, but no further. Because, unknown to her, Tilden gave her that start to see if he could do it.
I think that was mean of him.
If he'd been any sort of a gentleman, he'd have let her win.
Anyway, she probably wasn't in her best form on that day.
There's women for you.
What did you say?
I was merely making an observation to my listeners.
Now, what about Helen Wills?
I suppose Helen Wills was the nearest in skill to Long Long, but the most attractive. And in her day, better than Helen Wills was Senorita Alvarez, who dashed the hopes of many good women players in the opening rounds at Wimbledon. The next best was Helen Jacobs, who was the most unlucky player to ever appear at Wimbledon. When playing Helen Wills in the final, and with the match practically sealed in her favor, she was robbed of the championship by a linesman's error.
There you are, you see. If it had been a lineswoman, it would have been a very different story.
Yes, in tennis, I admit there have been women players who've held the spotlight in great days in sport.
You're forgetting golf.
Golf? Oh, yes, of course. There was Cecil Leach, a most good-looking woman and a champion golfer. She was supreme in the game until Joyce Weatherhead came on the scene. Miss Weatherhead beat Cecil Leach, as you know, and soon proved herself to be in a class by herself. I think Joyce Weatherhead was the greatest of women golfers. In fact, it's doubtful if any generation will see her equal.
How do you think she would have shown up playing against her male equivalent in championship class?
I'll say this. She would have beaten 999 men out of 1,000. And there are three other women golfers who could probably do this. Enid Wilson, Diana Fishwick, and the late Pam Barton.
I'm sure there are others too.
Possibly. Yes, in golf, I admit there have been women players who've held the spotlight in great days in sport.
What about swimming?
Well, I don't know of any woman who could pass Johnny Weissmuller, for instance, in the water. But there have been many champion women swimmers.
And a woman swimmer who accomplished what many men swimmers failed to do.
Yes, on August 6th, 1926, Miss Gertrude Adele swam the English Channel in 14 hours, 34 minutes.
Of course, Captain Webb was the first to swim it.
Yes, in 21 hours, 45 minutes.
Ah, but you must remember that he knew only the breaststroke. And we have the Frenchman, Georges Michel, who got across under his own power in 11 hours, 5 minutes. However, I do admit that in swimming, women have produced some outstanding figures who fill the spotlight in the world of sport.
And what about skating?
Yes, man or woman, there has been no more graceful or more expert than Sonia Heaney.
What about a team game, hockey?
An English woman's hockey team would take some beating anywhere in the world.
Well, now do you agree that women too deserve mention in great days in sport?
Certainly. I agree that women, considering their physical handicap, have achieved equality with men in sport.
And in many cases, beaten men at their own game.
Yes.
Of course, I must admit that women haven't gone in for the brutal forms of sport. You couldn't expect the gentler sex to indulge in pugilism, for example.
No, you couldn't. But you may be interested in this little cutting I came across the other day. It's a reprint of an advertisement that appeared in a London daily paper of June 1722. It reads, "Challenge. I, Elizabeth Wilkinson of Clerkenwell, having had some words with Hannah Highfield and requiring satisfaction, do invite her to meet me upon the stage and to box me for 3 guineas, each woman holding 1/2 crown in each hand and the first woman that drops the money to lose the battle. Here is the answer to the challenge. I, Hannah Highfield of Newgate Market, hearing of the resoluteness of Elizabeth Wilkinson, will not fail, God willing, to give her more blows than words, and desiring from her no favors, she may expect a good thumping."
You've been listening to a chapter in our series, Great Days in Sport. This feature is written and produced by the Commercial Division of the New Zealand Broadcasting Service.